Hello, everyone. Here are the Dad Flashes for the week ending August 2nd, 2014. This week's Dad Flashes are titled, Are My Kids Just Carelessly Messy, or Are They Deliberately Setting Booby Traps to Test Me? Dad Flash number 1. Obstacles everywhere. Clothes and books deposited on the stairs, apparently destined for the upstairs bedrooms. Nearly full juice boxes placed on the floor beside chairs. The doors of nearly every major appliance, dishwasher, washing machine, dryer, routinely left open. Mugs of forgotten cocoa perched precariously at the edges of tables. Instrument cases left smack dab in the middle of the living room floor. Sometimes I suspect my daughters are deliberately setting up an obstacle course around our house to see if I can make my way through it without spilling liquids or tripping over something. So far, my scores on the course are shockingly low. Dad Flash number 2. Names matter. Middle schoolers don't like it when you tell them that the elaborate game of manhunt they play across the neighborhood every summer evening after the sun sets is really just hide-and-go-seek. Dad Flash number 3. Jump ahead. I've conceded that forcing my daughters to wear baggy pants would make them pariahs, but I'd willingly lose 5 years of my future if we could jump into a time travel machine and race ahead to a day when skinny jeans are no longer in fashion. Dad Flash number 4. Low functioning. It's easier to just let my kids take the smartphone out of my hand and do the thing I can't than to insist I might figure it out if they patiently instructed me on how to follow the steps that their fingers can execute in a microsecond. By the way, if it's true that we only use 10% of our brain power and I only understand 1% of the features of my iPhone, does that mean I function at only 0.10% of my potential when I've got one of those things in my hand? Dad Flash number 5, muscle memory. I hardly ever sit in the back seat of my car, but a combination of factors, my wife wanting to drive and my oldest feeling carsick and needing to sit up front, put me in the back behind the driver's seat. I must have been really tired because when we pulled into our driveway, I did what I always do at that moment. I reached up to put my dashboard stick shift into park and then turned the ignition off. When my youngest, who was beside me, noticed what I'd done, she burst out laughing. When the two ladies up front asked what had happened, and my youngest managed to get a report out between her chortling, they joined in the dad-so-weird hilarity. It's bad enough that I'm already outnumbered gendered-wise in this family, but now my own body has to betray me by switching ranks and joining their side. All I could do was look down at my offending hand and ask, "A tu, Brute?" Well, thank you for listening. That's it for this week, and tune in next week when we'll have 5 new Dad Flashes. Thank you.